Okay, everybody, this is the October 3rd, 2009 meeting of Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. I'm the chair, Jamie Ross. I'm calling the meeting to order at around 8:37. So our first thing to do is for the chair, to the secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Brian Edward Seekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman, Campbell Johnson, Lizette King, Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here, Summer Reese, James Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams, Susan Young.
Is here.
Okay, that's six, so that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul.
Sherry here.
Okay, hi Sherry, we just called roll.
Oh.
No problem. Let's see, so for agenda suggestions for this evening, we have a KPFA revised version of their budget for the current fiscal year, 2010, that we reviewed earlier. Hopefully this new version deals with some of the questions we had. So hopefully we can approve that. That should be the first item. Then we can have any other discussion on budget issues that remain. Then Susan had a timeline issue, and Brian had payback for Heath accounts. So why don't, that's the agenda for open session, as I would propose it.
The first was the KPFK budget? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So KPFK budget, other budget, timeline, and payback for Heath account, Brian.
I'll move approval of that agenda.
Excellent.
Second.
Is there any objection to this agenda? Okay, hearing none, why don't we proceed right ahead to the KPFK budget. Now, let's see, Grace has forwarded us a revised budget. So, Grace, can you first can you tell us the provenance of this document?
This comes from Anthony E. Barola, the business manager at KPFK, after some questions and adjustments suggested by Summer Reese, our treasurer, who should be on the call soon, but not for 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, should we wait until she's on the call?
We could, or why don't we pull up... We probably should not leave the topic. I mean, we shouldn't finish the topic before she comes, but we could review our questions. What do you think about that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto?
As an intro into the light discussion we're going to be having on the K budget, would you be kind enough to enlighten us on some of the key numbers that are present in that budget so that we can kind of remind ourselves, given that it's been close to 2 months since we looked at that budget, like how much money is being programmed from listener-sponsored, you know, those kinds of very quick overview on the two or three income items and the six, seven expense items while we wait for Summer. And then we can talk about the particulars that that are our interest. I have no idea. I don't even remember anything about the K budget.
Okay.
Sir.
A key feature of the KPFA budget is that KPFK budget. We really need distinctly different names for our stations. KPFK budget is the listener support number is proposed to be $3.1 million. Forecast fiscal year 09 is forecast or actual because is 2.83 million, so there's a jump up from fiscal 09. However, fiscal 08 was 3.43, so it's quite a step down. And I believe last time we looked into this, and their rationale for coming up with this number was pretty well laid out in the assumptions and historical data page. And they really have very few other, their other income lines are minor, with exception, of course, of TPP, which is $382,000.
The what, sir?
With the exception of CPB, which is $382,000.
Okay.
So the total income forecast is $3.649 million. Total salary and related is $2.73 million versus $2.63 million in fiscal year 09 and versus $3.43 million in fiscal year 08. So why does it step up? Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. That's total expense. I'm confused. Salary and related for the budget is $1.51 million compared to $1.58 million in fiscal year 09.
Could you give us a line on?
I'm on line 22, but the number also shows up on line 660 in the budget page. $1.51 million is the budget number for salary and related. The forecast for fiscal 09 is $1.58 million, and fiscal 08 was $1.96 million. So it appears that there's supposed to be a savings. However, we did have a question with regard to that, which I don't know if that was cleared up. We may have to address this in the closed session. There's an issue about who gets paid.
Come again?
There's an issue about payroll that we may need to investigate, we may need to review in the closed session. I don't know if it got dealt with in this revised version. View. Yeah. Why don't we do that?
So this is Brian. I had a couple more questions on this.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to go over the high points for Alberto.
Oh, are you done, or
I didn't want to step on you. I'm getting sidetracked. So that's so we've done total salary. Wait, wrong page. Where's KPMK? There we go. Okay. Okay, so that's salary and related. Administrative expenses are for the budget is $388,000. Fiscal 2009 was $368,000. Fiscal year 2008 was $606,000. I believe a lot of that was legal. Programming expenses, the budget is $197,000. Fiscal 09 was $179,000. Fiscal 08 was $254,000. Development, $539,000. Fiscal 09 was $404,000. Fiscal 08 was $486,000. So that goes up. Okay, so that's
a brief overview.
So, okay. Brian, go ahead. What was your question?
Oh, wanted to flag the CPV number. Its budget is at 382.
Okay.
And the spreadsheet we got from Lynn said they're getting about 350 from CPV.
Okay.
And they are getting their minority grant. In other words, they're getting the same minority bonus that they got last year, so we wouldn't expect any increase there from the appeal that's currently underway.
Okay. So which letter, there's been so many emails, so which letter, which email was this, of this from Lynn, are you referring to?
Let me see if I can pull it up.
And Mr. Chairman, as Brian is looking up the email, the last number, which will help us clarify the difference with a CPB grant in that budget, is how much money, what is the number of income over expense, and see if that will balance out with the reduction of the CPB grant that seems to be in the making.
Okay, net income is $341,000.
That's before capital.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
I think it's 270 something.
After capital is $221,000.
So, Jamie, it's from Lynn, dated Thursday, October 8th. The subject line is CPB grant amount and comparative data sheet.
Okay, so that might be need to be flagged in any approval motion. And then, let's see here. Okay.
So, Brian, are we talking about around, what, 20-some-odd thousand?
A little over 30.
A little over 30, okay.
And then... the other thing I wanted to flag was the listener support is going up significantly by a little over $300,000 in the budget, but spending on premiums is budgeted to drop. Same thing for premium shipping, budgeted to drop by almost 40%. This is lines 127 and 129 on the budget spreadsheet. So I'm wondering if they might not be using ad ratios.
High-priced premiums?
Well, they're budgeting it to drop, so I'm wondering if they're not using bad percentage ratios to
the
determine
thing is,
how...
development as a whole is much more... Oh, because
higher.
They have a large direct mail. Because development as a whole is... $75,000 higher than the current than fiscal 09. So,
yeah, a lot of that looks like it's their renewals mailing.
Okay.
And a big direct mail increase.
Whoa, yeah.
Postage and printing.
So that's not premiums. That's something else.
No, premiums is going down in the budget. It says premium shipping.
We had asked why development costs are a good deal higher than the current year. Maybe we can't do too much without summer here.
Well, you know, one of those things might be, I know that we at T are, for instance, really pushing having a non-premium donation to some sister charity. And then there are, I mean, you have to pay directly to them, but you don't have all the shipping costs.
Right.
That worked for us once, and it flunked the second time.
Yeah.
But we're doing real well with it. Second time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Has to be done carefully.
Well, in our case...
Grace, do you know that when summer will be on the call?
Hopefully soon.
Well,
I'm the only person who doesn't have expenses and net. My matrix ends at total community events, line 141.
Oh, yeah, the total expenses are higher up there at line...
Net after capital is line 47.
Yeah, line 47. The summary stuff is kind of
up top.
Line
okay.
1 through 47.
Sorry for being a ding dong.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to flag so the committee is aware of it is on the cash flow tab. This shows repayment of old central services. It's not part of the budget, but the surplus is going into catch up payments. $100,000 in October, $100,000 in November, $60,000 in February, and $50,000 in May. And
$100K in November,
and $100 in October. I don't know if they made it.
They made
it. The October payment was apparently made.
The catch-up payment. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Great. So the one thing I wanted to flag is that we need to look at the cash, too, when we look at something like a $30,000 adjustment on the CPV, because With that repayment schedule, the cash flow shows KPFK ending January with $75,000. And that's, if they don't start their fund drive until pretty close to January 15th, that's not enough to make payroll, the mid-month payroll.
Yep.
They're going to be doing a two-day drive in December.
Okay, but this is showing at the end of December, you only have $75,000 in the bank.
Okay, I think it's going to be mid-December.
An extra two-day drive, right?
Yeah.
Are you, by that statement, are you saying it is not currently reflected in the budget as we're reviewing it?
No, it's in the budget. It's a $100,000
oh.
goal.
Oh, okay.
But just to flag something, that when you have a low cash balance at the end of the month and a high cash balance the next month, you have to also worry about what happens during the intervening month because you have payroll to make on the 15th.
Jamie?
Before, yes, go ahead, Albert.
Were there any particular other flags as Brian is going down the ones he's checking out? Did you have some flags that we kind of would like to look at as we're moving along in the numbers?
Let's see. The ones we flagged for last time are what is the basis for expectation and increased listener support, which actually they provided us. Row 38, provide an estimate of cost for air conditioning work. There's a cash and capital. Let's see. Let's check the cash and capital, the capital spent stuff, which is line 38. Yeah, they still have that high number in, so that really wasn't dealt with on row 38T. Remember there was discussion of
how much it would cost
to do air conditioning
there
work.
There was over $100,000.
Well, no, she had one bid. Apparently, Summer thought there was a bid of somewhere sort of like $13,000 or $15,000, but for some reason the budget has $45,000, which may not be an accurate number. We also had a question.
That was left in there just in case and because there's always something.
Okay, that's probably a prudent way to do things. We also had a question about gross salaries, which we probably need to go into in closed session. And we had this question about why development costs are higher. Is there more direct mail planned? And I assume that there is, right?
But Brian just pointed out that in the development aspect of the budget, the premiums the line item for premiums is smaller.
Right.
And I'm just wondering... My wonder is maybe the higher price premiums have been put aside and we're looking at some of our own products to give out as premiums, like from the Pacifica Archives, etc.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, well then, it seems like with regard to Brian, your question about the cash flow, I imagine what they would do if they didn't have the money, they wouldn't repay National Office.
Right. So it's just something to flag now because they're under the budget. They're paying back most of that money now, but then they come up short a couple months later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yes. Oh yeah.
They have the money now, so they pay it back, but in 2 months they don't have it.
Right. We don't want that to happen.
Right. Okay. So we need to say
In that budget,
ensure back CS repayment does not
compromise operations in January.
Yeah. Jamie?
Okay, go ahead, Alberto.
In that budget, pardon me for the question, but in that budget, do we have any place in there where it breaks down the listener sponsor fund drives over the year and where they're projecting how much money will be targeted to be raised during each one of those fund drives?
Yes, they do.
And since they do have that, and we already have one fund drive under the belt, what was the projected income for that first fund drive, and what was the actual raised to give us an idea as to?
The goal was $1.15 million. 67,000 above that was raised.
I'm sorry, come again, Grace?
The goal for the drive, the fall drive, was $1.15 million. The fund drive exceeded the goal by 67,000.
Okay, okay. So that's something positive as it relates to our view of the budget, that if we continue doing a little bit better than projected, we will be able to meet most of the financial requirements that are being projected in the budget.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, this may be somewhat off topic, but looking at the gross salaries, line 50, column C, is that figure right? I mean, it's, you know, huge compared to the others. So is that a typo or something there?
Hold on, let me go. Now, so you're on salaries?
I'm on budget, and it's cell C50.
C50.
Charlie 50.
Oh, yeah, that's the year-to-date through May.
I see. Okay, all right.
So that's how they got the fiscal. They had the whole year-to-date, and they put June, July, August, and September. You know, this was sort of a reflection of the fact that people would start working on the budget in May. So May was all bundled, and the other months were broken out. I'm trying to figure out this Alberto's question about did the fund drive make its goal in the budget. Is we had an issue with this last time. It was confusing, and then I looked at it again and I figured it out, and now I'm confused again. If you click on the income number in the budget for, say, October for listener support, that would be H5. It tells you go listeners, collections and listener support, etc., E78. Minus N44. Oh, I see what that is. Okay, E78 is the key number. Okay. So where did that come from? All right.
E78 on the budget FY 2010 tab.
In collections listener support. Have you taken a look at this? This is quite a sheet of. Quite a sheet it's got going here. Okay, so that number. Okay, assumptions, historical data, J41 times J8. Okay. Where the listener support income comes from is quite a complicated little thing that they've got going here. So J41 and J8, remember those. Yeah, I think the budget goal was actually for this drive was $950,000, as I see.
But it spanned fiscal years.
Yeah,
come
but
again?
The total drive.
The first drive, the fall drive.
Yeah, the fall drive, the goal, the pledge goal, as it says on the assumptions historical data, is $600,000 in October and $350,000 in September. That's $950,000. So anyway, so as far as outdoing the goal, it appears that they have outdone the goal by a good margin.
I don't think 350 was the goal. I think it was the forecasted actual.
Well, remember, Brian, that the drive was split between the 2 months, the end of the last year and the beginning of this year.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at now.
Yeah.
But Jamie, that column was... It was meant to be actuals for comparison.
What, J8 through 20?
No, the N column. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the assumptions sheet.
Yeah, assumptions and historical column. You're looking at N?
N19?
Yeah, those are the pledge totals.
Well, but it's saying that the actual for September was $350,000.
No, I think that must be the pledge total, because he multiplies that times this whole fulfillment.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant, the actual gross pledge, unfulfilled pledge. But the question is that what was budgeted?
Oh, last year.
Or is that actual? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It probably, I think it was the same as it was before, and before they hadn't finished the drive yet, so probably it's a guess. It's not the true pledge total.
I mean, if they're saying their goal was $1.15 million, I believe them.
Right, but the budget doesn't seem to say that. You know, I don't know. It's good. It's good that they made as much money as they can. I don't want to have them over it. Making higher goals is always a good thing. But it does seem to be that the budget goal was $950,000. You know. So anyway, that's to answer Alberto's question. How did
Thank you.
With regard
you.
To the first drive.
Sure. And I want to point out that those numbers were pretty much prepared probably in July, August, the projections for the budget. They were starting pretty much back in July, maybe. And obviously they've come to show a good success in bringing in money in their first fund drive, which is always very heartwarming for me, that the stations are bringing in more money than they really were projecting they were.
Okay, so should we approve this budget? What should we do with it? Should we approve it with, a few caveats? And we also have an issue to deal with in closed session, but we can just say.
I have a question.
Approval in open session. Yes, go ahead.
I have a question as it relates to the closed and opened. One of my my questions that I have is that the budget represents that the staff, the salaries part of the budget that we're reviewing right now represents a number of full-time employees and possibly a number of part-time employees. And that is my question. I don't know if we can wait until we get off the stream, but that would be...
You want to know the question, the number of full-time equivalents?
That the budget, that the line item salary in the KPFK budget obviously represents a certain number of full-time employees and possibly a certain number of part-time employees. And I am trying to get a grasp as to that line item, salaries, represents how many full-time workers and how many part-time workers. And I don't know if the budget, this form that you guys are reviewing, gives that information. Does it?
Yeah, it has it on the payroll tab.
Okay.
It has the number of FTEs there somewhere?
Yeah, it has FTEs in column D.
Can they be made public right now?
Yeah, the number of FTEs shouldn't be a
private matter.
But it doesn't add them up for us, right?
Yeah. So general and administrative is 3.75 FTEs. Programming is.
And some of these people aren't listed as FTE wise. They appear to be listed as hours per month.
Uh-huh.
That might make it a little complicated, but.
You're doing fine. But you guys are doing fine. Go ahead and say that. Brian, you said 3.75 for administration, right?
Administration.
Okay. What's the next batch?
7.5 for programming.
Okay.
Plus an extra 44 hours per month for temporary news people.
So with that's 0.25 of an FTE?
That sounds like about 0.25 to me.
Yeah, 2 point something, yeah. What else?
Development is 4 full-time equivalencies on salary plus an extra 360 hours per fund drive of help with data entry.
For the whole year?
No, 360 per fund drive. So that's,
okay.
That's about four times that. About 1440 per year.
Okay.
And how's that? How do you break? So there's
2,000 and 2,080 hours for a year for an FTE, theoretically.
2,000 hours a year per
2,080.
So let's see, what is this? This is less than an FTE. This is about a half.
Well, that's like Brian said, per fund drive. So I think you would need to multiply it pretty much by four times.
So it's it's about 0.6 FTEs.
Okay.
Per fund drive?
No, for the year.
For the whole year, okay.
Okay.
Operations is 7.5 full-time equivalencies.
Okay, and then you have some more hourly people there.
All the board operators.
Hours per month. So 500 hours per month is 6,000 hours per year. And how many hours is the... Is an FTE there, Alberto? How many yearly hours?
2,080. 2,080.
So call that three more FTEs. Okay, so here I can, if I'm reading this correctly. So we can do a sum here, right here in Excel.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Just thought I'd lost folks.
It's the sound of people thinking intensely.
The sound
like one
of
hand
the
clapping.
Finance committee at work, yeah. I'm doing a little adding here.
And I'm checking Jamie's numbers with a slide rule.
Oh, no. The abacus. They will get Dwayne Bradley's abacus to help you with those numbers, man.
Okay. So here... I come up, wait, value? Oh, come on. Well, I screwed up somehow. Ugh. Okay, try it again. Sorry about the delay. They may be in some weird format. You know, they do something funny to all the, employee data to make it as unreadable as possible. they format it as a time. Okay, look here. Let's try that again.
Well, I think that
26.35
all together. Again, you know, they put down hours because obviously it represents very part-time people that will be brought in to do specific little tasks for a couple of weeks and then let go. So that's a good idea. 26 point, come again?
3.5.
Okay. 26 and a third. There you go, guys.
Okay, so we need to do something with this budget if people don't have other questions about it.
I think we should move on, and I do, if I may, move to adopt a KPFK budget with whatever reservations the chair might have or might want to add as a flag or as a requisite for minor adjustment, but I do move that we adopt the KPFK budget as presented to us.
Okay, let's say adopt the KPFA budget.
K.
The budget as presented. Let's see. We note that there may be changes in the CPB amount. We also note that back central service payments should be done in a way that does not compromise operations later in the year.
Right.
And we note that there is a closed session item on the budget we need to deal with.
Right. And those should be the if I may use the term, caveats that go with my motion to adopt.
Okay.
And that the numbers get adjusted, you know, that they get adjusted, and that a finalized budget be made available for the organization with those changes. You know, subtracting the number for the CPB grant and whatever other little piquitos that might pop up as we're wrapping this up.
Okay. Let me read what I have.
Okay.
I have to adopt the KPFK budget as presented and note that there may be changes in the CPB amount. We also note that BAC Central Services payments should be made that will not compromise operations later on, and there are closed session issues later.
Okay, I probably should change that wording. Note that there may be, what's the first note there?
Note that there may be changes in the CPB amount.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Can I take a swing at it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To recommend PNB approval of the KPFA budget with the proviso that CPB revenues be adjusted to reflect the actual allocation from CPB. And payback of central services be adjusted to ensure KPFK's operations are not compromised
during
the year.
That's perfect, Brian. That's perfect.
To recommend PNB approval of the KPFK budget as presented, and then what's the rest of that part?
With the proviso that CPB revenues be adjusted to match the actual fiscal year 2010 CPB allocation.
This is Summer. I'm sorry. And what were the other reservations?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Summer.
Hi. Always very hard to get on this call at 5:30.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Maybe I'll finish communicating my phraseology and we can hit that question?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
And that the payback schedule of central services be adjusted to ensure that station operations are not compromised at any point during the fiscal year.
How about say be adjusted if necessary?
As necessary?
As necessary.
Okay, I have to recommend to the PNB approval of the KPFK budget as presented with the proviso that CPB revenues be adjusted to match the actual FY 2010 CPB allocation and that the payback schedule of central services be adjusted as necessary to ensure that station operations are not compromised at any point during the fiscal year. And closed session issues later?
Yeah, and there's one other item. There's one other proviso that's a closed session item that we can't go into right now. We'll have to pass that part of it in closed session. But we can pass the first two parts now.
And
can we set the phraseology so that we just fill in the blank during closed session?
Well, why don't we worry about it then?
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know. I haven't looked at it. And the salary page is so hard to. You have to like copy it to another page. And format
yeah, because it's so
stuff.
Small.
Yeah. Plus, they format everything as a time. Make it.
So well, we can talk about it in closed session.
So anyway, so this is the motion for the KPFK budget. Well, first of all, let me welcome Summer and also say that we sort of walked through it and, you know, we had a few issues which are basically reflected here as much as anything. And is there anything else you would want to relay to us, Summer, about the KPFK budget? We're basically about ready to approve it.
Summer. No, I'm happy with getting it approved. It was like pulling teeth to get a final copy today, but I'm glad we got it, okay? And I'm fine with that. And if there are any provisos, concerns, or whatever, I'll be happy to take them up, you know, if we can get the budget passed.
Well, more importantly, Summer, if I may, Mr. Chairman, is that whatever provisos, and again, we went through the same process with our budget at KPFT.
Of course.
That whatever provisos are done, I would think it would be your responsibility that the numbers in the budget, the final budget, be changed to reflect the provisos that we're putting forth, and that possibly the National Pacifica Board will adopt, and then you would need to make sure that your business manager put the numbers accordingly, so that then the budget can be formally posted and submitted, you know, as the formal final document.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else right now?
No.
Okay.
And also, I want to say thank you for all your efforts to get this, to make this thing happen.
No problem. Thank you. I'll be glad when we get through all the budgets. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That will be a good thing. Okay, so are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none, then that motion is taken care of. We've adopted the KPFK budget as presented with the provisos.
Did we want to flag any follow-up on those development items?
Why don't we ask
well,
her?
Well, I'd appreciate if there are, like, development issues and things that need to be, because, you know, I've gotten clarification on some of the payroll issues and some of the other issues and the community events issues. If there's, like, specific things regarding development or the premiums, just if you could send me an email with the notes afterwards, and I'll try to follow up with the specific
Jamie?
Person.
Yeah, the question was, Summer, that was
I
raised.
I would prefer, yeah.
The question that was raised was that the premium and shipping numbers in the budget are actually lower than FY09, though listener support is going to be higher.
Why?
Yes, okay. Well, I will try to get clarity.
Do you have an idea, Summer, why the premiums number is smaller last year?
I do not, unless it has to do with, like, where we're sourcing the premiums from, you know, I mean, you know, obviously what we're paying for them, but I don't have, no. The answer in a nutshell is no, I don't know why.
And Brian also pointed out that also lower was the mailing aspect of the premiums. That budget line item was obviously, you know, smaller than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all these are taken care of in the, I mean, if you jump around the spreadsheet, the rationale for it is here, though.
Yeah, and usually in the assumptions, Ephraim is fairly good at putting in explanations, but
okay.
there should be a specific reason if mailing is lower.
But you know what? I looked for an explanation there.
And there's nothing there, huh?
Yeah, there's not historic data. There's just a percentage that's keyed in.
I think the best source of information would probably be Terry, who deals with our subscriptions. And I will try to actually get an answer for that just so we have it, okay, as to why the expenses have gone down on that. Sometimes at the premiums, it really does depend on who we're getting the premiums from, you know, because we pay more to some people for things than we do for others. So I know in terms of what was being pitched in the last fund drive, a lot of it was DVD-type material, so it's conceivable that maybe we were paying less for that than for some other things, but I don't know if that's the answer.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I will. And is there anything else related to that type of premium issue?
Well, it'd be good for you to figure it out what happened there.
Okay.
Just for your
peace of mind. Because of some of these things being changed around by Ephraim, that it doesn't have a really good explanation, in which case we still need to know why. So, okay. Oh, I will make notes of those.
Yeah, so just on the assumption sheet, it says you're using a 10% ratio for premium costs and a 1.2% ratio for shipping costs. But it doesn't have any of the historic data keyed in to show what the ratio has been in past years.
Okay. Well, I mean, I will. I think I'll talk to Ephraim about that as well. So, okay, I see that. Okay. I think some of that may have to do with the types of premiums we're sourcing. I will. I'll get an answer for the committee just so that we have it. If we can pass the budget, that's good. And I will try to come back with an answer to that from a historical basis. Okay.
I have a list of the most popular premiums. I have a couple of lists actually. And they are much more DVD and CD driven than they are book driven. In the past, there were a lot of books used, and the cost ratio was higher. And we've gone to premiums that are cheaper to mail out.
Sure.
And that are also cheaper to get.
Perfect. Because we're pretty much doing the same with us here at T.
Uh huh.
For the right reasons, of course.
Okay. All right, so then let's move on. If there's no more questions about KPFK, then we should probably take a quick moment to review where the other budgets stand at this point. Let's see. Paul, I have a question for you. If I recall correctly, we got an email from the CFO stating that you had been sent a new version of the BAI budget with the actuals in it. Is that true?
I've gotten a budget when I came in from voting and came right on the thing here, and so I've gotten something. I have not had a chance to even look at it yet.
Okay. All right, let's see. Did we all get it?
I think it's sent to me.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I got it here, and I have not looked at it. It's a spreadsheet, and that's all I know about it so far because I haven't had a chance to look at it. So,
no problem.
Okay.
And
no problem.
I think I'm supposed to go talk to people about this.
The station management?
I guess so.
Okay.
How about the committee?
There are some questions, I guess.
Okay. Are the questions outlined in the message that you got?
No, it's questions I'd had previously. Remember, if you remember, I had some reservations about listener support and a surplus at the end of the year. Fulfillment rate, I think, I have questions about.
Okay, so then
I'm assuming all of that is what we're going to talk about.
So then the algorithm here is you're going to talk about it with station management, and then something else is going to happen?
I'm going to talk about it with station management, and then
adjust
it, or maybe it's perfect already.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just
really
curious when this budget is going to see the light of day.
Well,
it
my
being
thought
November.
Is after I meet with management, we... One way or another, whatever comes out of that, which may be exactly this for all I know, will come to the committee, the NFC.
Okay.
At some point, I am guessing it'll probably hit the NFC before it hits the WBAI Local Finance Committee.
Well,
and
we
I'll
can
point
start
out
hammering.
LSB, the WBAI LSB, meets next Wednesday, the 11th.
Okay, well, can you let us know or let me know anyway what the progress seems to be with this item?
Of course,
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, yes, go ahead, Albert.
Very quickly. I think as I'm really glad that the BAI, that we have some numbers there for our Paul to ponder and to spread around the group.
Yeah, we don't have them, though.
Well, our Paul's got the numbers. And with that, we can move forward. But I am more interested in hammering or looking at or reviewing the KPFA budget. And I think that we should
urge... Right, we'll get to that, Alberto. Alberto, we're going through the stations one by one. We're still on BAI. When we get... We'll get to KPFK. We'll get to KPFA. Okay? The situation with BAI budget really concerns me. The fact that that it's been, as far as I can tell, complete for a month. The actuals have been available for quite a while, yet we have not been presented with a document that puts those two together. As I have to tell you, is a worry for me. There's a number of reasons why it could be that that has not been handed out. I'm not sure what the reasons are, but it's possible to come up with an explanation that is worrisome. So I really want to get it hammered out, what's going to happen with this document. It's not okay with me that this has taken so long to do. So that's why I'm spending time. I'm not trying to give our Paul a hard time, but I think it needs to be clarified what's going to happen to this document that was supposed to be presented to us months ago.
Well,
so that's why, you know, we'll get to KPFA.
Okay,
don't you worry.
Yes, looks like everything's late, obviously. But, as I said, this is a draft and supposed to go have a meeting at some point, maybe this week, and, see if we can see if my questions are answered, see if I have more questions when I look at it, and see if, just get the idea of what folks are thinking about, and go from there. And then when we have our next NFC meeting,
okay,
that
so
I can attend.
Brian,
by the way, if we have it next Tuesday, I'm going to be late for next Tuesday if we have it next Tuesday. But
okay.
I'm looking to look at this and start moving it soonish.
Okay, yeah, as soon as possible we can get moving on that. That'd be wonderful. Okay,
maybe,
thank you.
Maybe in the December LSD meeting it could be adopted there, passed and passed on,
Right. Okay, let's see. Brian, did you have a question?
Yeah, I would just recommend that, if you have a working draft, that you bring it to this committee as soon as possible, like that we make sure there's a meeting next week that accommodates you so that you're not duplicating work. If the committee flags concerns that hadn't occurred to you, that you're able to talk them all through at once when you sit down with management at the AI. You know what I mean? Like, I think we got to get the thing on a fast-moving track at this point.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I share that concern. I mean, it's good to get a healthy document for committee review, but this one, the BAI and PFW are, I don't know. We have to get to these things. The delays are not good.
Or Paul, how late would you be if we had a Tuesday meeting next week?
Oh, let me look at something here and see if I can figure that out. Let's see. Where is it? Next Tuesday. Probably 9:30.
9 or 9:30. Well, we could. I'm tired of scheduling meetings every week, but I mean, if there's something to do, I will schedule a meeting. We could meet a little later if we have a BAI budget to look at. That would be fine with me. So you would be available a little bit later, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we can decide whether to have that meeting based on whether this document's ready to forward to the committee or not.
Okay.
So if you can keep us posted on how things develop,
I shall let everyone know the progress.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want to flag that this committee starts turning over in December as LSB's elected treasurers. So, I mean, my experience on it has been that the committee becomes functionally incapable of doing much from early December through late January because seats on it are turning over every week. And then people come on who need to be caught up to speed on everything we're discussing. So, I mean, I think the end of November has to be a hard deadline for us on budgets.
Right.
Well, definitely, Brian, before the first LSB meeting in December. In other words, we can stretch our tenure through the through the last night before the first LSB meeting in December, which might give us another week or 10 days. And I'm not saying to stretch it. I'm just saying we've got a little bit, just about a week, maybe 10 days more time in our hands.
Mr. Chair, I've sent out a motion that goes to this issue, and I think that allowing time to stretch it out is not a good strategy because it permits people to continue to be unfocused. So I think we need to give ourselves a deadline and the IED and the CFO a deadline and the PNB a deadline.
Mr. Chairman, we gave ourselves a deadline of September, and here we are in November. I just want to point out that really,
that
the members of this committee, that we, the members of this committee, are at the beck and call of all of the management people and at the local signal areas, and we can do as much as we can. And if the numbers don't come forward, it's very difficult. And
let me just say that I do not believe that management has given it the focus and direction it needs. Tonight we are on an NSC call, and we don't have the CFO on the call, who we would be getting an update about.
Wait a second. Take it off mute. Hello. This personnel matter should not be discussed in open session.
Not here.
Okay. So if you wish to discuss that, that is appropriate for a closed session, please.
Jamie, can I be on the stack?
You can be on the stack, but I'd like to get back to our review of the other stations, and then Susan, Sarah, you can make your comment, but then I'd like to get back to a quick review of where the other budgets stand. And then if, Susan, you have a motion, we could entertain it then. Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
The attendance of the CFO is not a personnel issue. It's a fact. She's not here. The committee has been meeting every week, or nearly every week. They have been requesting, as Alberto said, since September, when we were supposed to close out the fiscal year and bring a new budget, the same information which has not been forthcoming, and it's enormously distressing to those of us who are members of the PNB and our fiduciary duty, and it reminds me of the tail wagging the dog, and I think Susan's comments are appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's,
I don't want to get into the trip, man. So, Sherry,
good.
We're going to get a review right now from your station.
Wait, no. The next station is WPFW. I spoke to Efren this afternoon, who pointed out to me that the BFPFW budget, as it stands, is really not ready for our review yet. It has numbers in it that basically are placeholders. You know, that when the template's handed out, it has placeholders, and those have not been removed yet as far as Efren relayed to me. So that still needs work in order to come to our committee. We could look at the budget that he has, but it seems like it'd be, I don't know, somebody else needs to work on it first. So that's what I know about WPFW. Now the next station is KPFA. So I believe that's budget basically done, except for the issues there were the major donor and the CPB. So, Brian, you sent an email. Could you summarize that?
So you had flagged, you had pulled it back from the PNB because the major donor numbers were not lined up, were not matching the FY09 actuals in that document.
Mm-hmm.
There are several things going on there. One of them is that we're changing which revenues are recorded on which lines because National is standardizing its chart of accounts, which is great, but it makes for tough comparison. And another is it looks like in the process of moving things around, whoever was keying in the actuals at the National office just dropped some revenues in their forecast. But now we have actual numbers for the full fiscal year. For major donors above 500,000, if we were to account for it the same way in FY09 as we're budgeting for it in FY10, it would be $203,000 in FY09 versus a budget of $216,000 in FY10, which I consider basically supported. And for major donations under $5,000, FY09 would be in the around $146,000, and the FY10 budget is around $110,000. So that even looks conservative. The
big so that issue is basically taken care of.
I believe so, yeah. And we also checked, because some of those things previously had been booked under listener support, we did check the listener support formulas to make sure we weren't double budgeting them when we started using that other revenue line. And it doesn't look like we are.